مرحبا يا شباب، كيفكن؟ شو أخباركن؟ إن شاء الله بخير، إن شاء الله مبسوطين ومتحمسين لعيد الميلاد ورأس السنة وكل المفاجآت اللي رح تجي معها. الجو عم يتغير بشكل غير طبيعي بصراحة من جميع الأنحاء يعني، بس خلينا نشوف شو رح يصير بالأيام الجاية أو خاصة بالسنة الجاية 2024. واليوم رح أحكي لكم عن فكرة كتير مهمة. هاي الفكرة اسمها فكرة الـ Verb Arabic Conjugation، فكرة وصل الأفعال. So I'm going actually to speak in English to explain to you how to conjugate verb in Arabic to understand the foundation. This is very important if you want to master the Arabic language. So I'm going to lay out the principles for you in English and I will give you some examples so you can understand how to conjugate the verb. Then later in other podcast, I will do more verb conjugation for you, as you can see from the podcast I'm making or the blogs I'm writing on our platform Nasr Arabic Method. So let's get started. What exactly is verb Arabic conjugation? Verb Arabic conjugation refers to the process of conjugating Arabic verbs. In Arabic, verbs change their form based on tense, mood, and subject. This allows us to express different actions and states accurately. So how to explain, you know, how verb Arabic conjugation works? So let's simplify it. We can categorize Arabic verbs into 3-letter or 4-letter roots, mostly 3-letter roots, okay? Each root has a base form which serves as the foundation for conjugation. So the root letters determine the conjugation patterns and the changes that occur based on the tense, like present, past, future, mood, and subject. And to do that, we need to pay attention to vowel shifts, adding prefixes and suffixes, and the changes in the root letter. So you really need to learn how to familiarize yourself with these rules to conjugate verbs, you know, perfectly. So let me give you a quick example. So let's try to conjugate the verb to write. So to write, the root of the verb to write is katab. There are 3 letters. Now, if I want to do that in past tense and in the I form, subject, ana, katabit. So here I added a suffix, ta, at the end, katabit. Now, if I want to do it in the present tense, I need to add prefix. And let's say the subject is I, so ana uktub. Can you see the changes? Ana katabit, then uktub. And they all came from katab. So it's very important for you to learn the root of any verb. And this can be done by, you know, looking at the dictionary or, you know, have a book about verb conjugation and learn it by heart. Once you know the root, you can manipulate it based on the tense, the mood, the subject. Like as I mentioned before, you have to learn how to add prefixes and suffixes. Prefixes is for present tense and suffixes is for past tense, for example. Okay, this is very important to remember. And a final note here, once you learned how to master or how to conjugate the verb, you know, in a very spontaneous, instant way in past, present, and future. Your next step is to learn it with examples, with vocabularies. So this is very important. So two steps you have here. First step, you need to conjugate the verb and learn how to do it perfectly. Then you need to learn how to put it into examples. If you are following my podcast, you can see that I'm doing a lot of different styles, verb conjugations with examples, storytellings, and vocabulary building. So you can look into these podcasts if you want to learn more about this. But now you understand the foundation of how to conjugate the verb, and your next step is to act upon it and start learning how to conjugate verb in Levantine Arabic. Why? Because it is the pillar of the language. فهمتوا يا حبيباتي؟ تمام. So هذا كل شيء لليوم وبتمنى لكم يوم حلو وبشوفكم المرة الجاية ومنتهية.